Turundusuudised.
Euromonitor tells us that the city of Hamburg in Germany recently banned coffee pots for use in all of its government buildings as part of a green initiative. Coffee pots are relatively large in Germany, with consumers they're spending about $1.2 billion on coffee pots in 2015. Although the ban will not likely affect the overall coffee pots market, Hamburg is the first city to institute this type of ban and highlights an important trend. Coffee pots are being seen as wasteful products. The possibility that other cities might follow suit is likely, especially so-called green cities. So what do you think about that? Is this going to be a trend or not?
Interesting. You know, still we need some more information about why city of Hamburg has decided to do that. Obviously, it's written between the lines that's about green initiative. But I think all these coffee pots, they relatively have a higher price than like powder coffee, for
of
example.
Of course, yeah.
So maybe they want to economize, or maybe these powder machines, vending machines, had offered better...
better deal for them.
better deal. You know, this conspiracy theory is always I have in mind.
Okay.
If we will see, it's all these coffee pots is definitely an expression of high-tech trends in coffee. So all these coffee pots were perceived as high-tech technology for coffee. So people really like it because of its convenience and because it's the machines themselves, they were looking very, I don't know, it's like airspace ship.
Yeah, and the coffee pots, they're really nice as well, isn't it? Colorful and really full of emotions.
True. So it's for you, it's very convenient for you as a consumer. Do you really care about this green stuff in general? Especially for me, being Russian, it's not
real difficult.
It's not really obvious. Because still we have a lot of issues with garbage. And, you know, it's still, we have now, where is the trend in terms of attitude? In all books about the trends, you always have these attitude trends and behavior trends. I think we still, when we're talking about the green, all these eco trends, it's more about attitude. Still, it's not part of behavior, of our behavior in my country. If it's true, and if Hamburg has decided to do it honestly, I mean, the mayor of Hamburg has decided it because of green thoughts or eco thoughts, this is great. I mean, and obviously, if it's sincerely this kind of decision, obviously it will be a trend. But if behind we have all these great stories about paying bribes or being more less expensive for the city, then I would say it's not a trend, because the trend is always about some truth behind. It has to have some really good truth, and people should see the truth. So if they will see that these ports, they're closed simply because of eco-friendly thinking of the mayor of the office, and the mayor of the office drives bicycle every day, and I don't know what he does, whatever, and all people in his administration does the same, that's okay. I mean, people will see it and try to understand, okay, maybe I will think about my life as well. Because in Russia, for example, sometimes we observe someone claiming such things as coffee pots, but when we observe him or in his real life, he does the opposite things, and we feel it's not true. So sorry for being skeptical, maybe because I'm Russian.
Okay, but thank you. It was a very good angle. I was thinking about the trend as well, and it's really interesting because knowing how big the coffee pot market is really in Europe, and it has been really growing fast. So, it's a good question that is it enough now? And do people and the question is also what comes next? Are they willing to go back? From where they come, or are they going to look for new, let's say, ecological coffee pots? Something that is, I don't know, probably recyclable, or as we knew from different, like, let's say, packaging trends, that with every coffee pot that you use after it, you can use it as a, I don't know, as a seed pot or something to put it to grow, and then you have a new, maybe not coffee plant in Germany, but another plant growing out from there, or something else. So it might be a good question asking that what comes next, because I don't believe that they stop drinking coffee. Coffee, it's really hard to believe that they go back. Or what is your experience saying about it?
No, you're right. My wife, she's an industrial designer, and we discuss it in family. She said, obviously, she had two nice kind of solutions for in terms of industrial design. She proposed to make a capsule as an egg. So you just, what do you do? You have an egg structure. So you break an egg, and then you use these coffee beans or coffee powder, and then you separate the cover and the beans. Or your idea about like making eco-friendly package, you have a blister of these tablets, because it has to be in vacuum, simply because of aroma of the coffee.
Absolutely.
So all this eco-friendly thinking, like paper, for example, it still has to be in blister in some of plastic cover. So you can separate the pot from the blister, and it could be paperback, and then you can use it, and it will be green technology. I think it's much easier and cheaper at the moment for companies who produces the coffee pots and coffee machines with coffee pots to leave it as it is, because now the market is growing. Still, the number of people who possess these coffee machines is relatively low. So regular coffee machines like that are preparing coffee from coffee beans, they're still higher, at least in Russia. So where is the potential of growth? And they still enjoy selling these pots in the supermarkets as well. Now it's available everywhere. In every supermarkets, you have these pots on sale. And that means they have to change the product. So, for example, I have bought a coffee machine of old type. The next step, I have to buy eco-friendly coffee machine, right?
Yeah.
So they still will earn money.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. Very good. Thank you for the comments about the coffee beans. It was so interesting to hear the different understanding and thinking about the trends. So thank you.